The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Okay, there apparently has been a failure start to finish with Chris Cruz's understanding of the Kentucky Derby.
They were hot!
No, no, back further than that, when you didn't know the Kentucky Derby was a horse race. Because this was...
What do you think it was?
So our friends at Boundary Oak Distillery... Yeah.
So embarrassing.
They sponsored the Flakies. We did some stuff really good. They have patented armored diesel, right, which is awesome whiskey.
Yes.
Named after General Patton. But they said, hey, are you guys coming to the Kentucky Derby? And Chris is like, no, they're planning on it. And they're like, why don't you come and you know, you can be our guest. We can help you get into the media area, whatever. And Chris is like, okay, sounds great. And then Chris is like asking him some odd, what was it you asked them?
I was like, is that the card thing? I thought it was like,
and they're like,
like a demolition derby.
They're like the car thing, like, because it's derby, not even a car race.
No, I was like the car thing.
Right, the car thing, and they're like, it's the Kentucky Derby. It's the first leg of the Triple Crown.
Yeah, the car.
The first jewel in the Triple Crown, and they're like, it's a horse race.
I was like, oh, well.
And Chris is like, I better Google this Kentucky Derby.
It's because he's from a foreign country.
Yeah. And then they said they wore hats, so I got you guys hats for the Derby.
So he says, you know, you got to wear funky hats. You guys should wear them because we're doing a Periscope video right now while we're doing the headlines.
Yeah.
And he brings in all of these hats, and I was like, okay, wear hats like they do at the Kentucky Derby. Brad's is a
slight miss.
Is a cop hat.
Whoa,
Cal's is a Viking hat, and mine is a shower cap.
No, I think it's the strawberry shortcake.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hat. Okay, these are occupations and characters. The hats at the Kentucky Derby are like big, fancy, wild, fancy, upscale women's hats with bonnets with flowers.
At least you didn't put the Viking hats backwards like he did.
You know that's backwards.
Yeah, I just fixed it. I thought it was...
No.
Now it's backwards?
It is. It's backwards.
The horns confuse me.
Wow. Okay, so...
Your horns are up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine when they invite us to the
I'm horny.
The Academy Awards. Oh. What he's going to think that is, or something like this. Is this thing with the balloons? What is the... I don't know.
That's going to be
Academy?
Very, very embarrassing.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I would just say Google more things, Chris. Yeah. That's what I would say when they...
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
From upstate New York, Colgate University was locked down after a student spotted an armed individual.
Thank God they didn't get to Crest University. That would have been much, much worse.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Okay, what was it?
They spotted an armed individual. Turns out he was holding a hot glue gun.
That could be confusing.
Very confusing.
That's like for sticky. Crafts, like arts and crafts?
Yeah. It's easy to confuse one of those with like a Glock.
No, it's not. It looks not. It's, in
was
fact.
Is it a level 2 lookalike hot glue gun?
Oh, when you squeeze the trigger, it gets all oozy and dribbles and, you know.
The name is more gun-like than the actual tool.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's.
I mean, it doesn't look like a gun at all.
No, not really. And it's probably blue. Most of them are blue or pink.
Oh my God, he's got a glue stick now. Is that Elmer's?
You can put somebody's eye out with that thing.
He can stick me can to that. Another thing.
Uh-huh.
If you hold it right there for 30 seconds while this heats up, I can glue something temporarily.
I will have construction paper all over my hands.
Don't anybody move. Just rub some dirt on it.
And aren't those things usually like fluorescent orange?
Yeah. Yeah. There's snowflakes.
Oh, my God. This is almost as bad as the Pop-Tart. Uh-huh. The kid that eating the Pop-Tart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is a level 2 lookalike weapon.
It's not even a level 6 lookalike gun.
Now, here's a weird one. In Connecticut, a wife's Fitbit has logged steps after her husband says she died.
Oh, so it's broken, eh? Faulty technology. It's either that or he killed her.
Maybe,
so it's
yes.
Obviously. Oh, he killed her.
Oops. Yeah. No. They've cited Fitbit records in an arrest warrant for her 40-year-old husband who was charged with killing his wife in 2015. Now. Yeah. No. So that's lesson
this
number
whole,
one.
This whole technology thing is really ruining murderer plans.
I know. It's really.
It's like Alexa that recorded a murder. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Like
the, uh-huh. And the, it's really infringing my ability to kill my wife.
Right?
Really.
I'm making telling it really you. Difficult. Making it work for
you. You know, there's always downsides to technology.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Sad news from Atlanta. Waffle House co-founder Tom Fortner died at age 98. That was, I believe, late last week, in case we missed it.
Man, they crushed it. What entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So have they buried him yet, or are they just going to scatter, smother, top, chunk him, set dice? What are they going
to... The weird thing is, only 7 weeks after his business partner, Joe Rogers Sr., died. So they're both gone.
How do you not mandate that that's going to be in your obituary?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you do it real serious. Died today at the age of whatever. His ashes will be scattered, smothered, top, diced, chunked, all over Los Angeles.
We should all go to Waffle House just to celebrate his life.
Yeah,
because
you're absolutely
he did.
Right.
Every New Year's Eve or every Christmas Eve, we go to Waffle House.
Oh, okay.
Family tradition.
What do you get? Do you get the hash browns?
I get the hash browns and you get it all.
Okay, right. Okay, right.
Right. Everything.
Okay.
Why not?
Because my wife goes, I've taken her a couple times, and I'm like, you know, in the right mood, you're hungover, you get the right things, Waffle House is it.
Yep.
She goes and she gets like eggs over easy, and she's like, it's okay. And I'm like, you got eggs over easy. What do you?
Yeah. You can get that anywhere.
Yeah. Right. You have to get the hash browns with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I told her, don't get the gravy, get the chili.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah, I want the gravy. How was it? It was okay. She doesn't listen.
You should be going.
They never
None
do.
Of them do. Wow.
I'm going to get rid of her
We've
Fitbit.
We've both been married, huh? At the other end of the fast food aisle, McDonald's has invented a fork.
Isn't it a spork?
This is a fork. It's a fry fork hybrid utensil. It's for fast food lovers. So it basically looks like a fork, but the tines are French fries.
That's amazing. So it's a fork with French fry tines.
It's a fork.
So you can eat it.
Can you eat just the little... The pokey party,
if you
the
want,
stem
but then
as
you
well.
You don't have anything to scoop your stuff around with.
Is the rest of it French fry too?
No, just no, the
no,
tines.
No, just, yeah, that would be stupid. You don't want the rest of it to be because then your utensils all limp.
I think that's our million-dollar idea: edible cutlery.
See,
edible utensils.
Huh?
After you're done with your meal, you can eat your fork and knife and spoon.
Didn't Michael Keaton have that idea in Night Shift back in the movie in the 80s? Okay, here's an idea. Edible wrappers. I think he did. We wrap the burger and whatever. Okay, so do you eat it when you're done then?
You can eat the tines because again the tines are made out of French fries. But the rest of it's plastic.
Okay. I mean, I guess
you're right. You should be able to eat your fork and utensil.
That would be convenient.
Is the spoon made out of a cookie?
It should be.
See?
It definitely should be.
And then you eat your ice cream or whatever.
Can we patent that?
Well, and they have like the straws that are made out of cookies and candies and stuff, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You just don't want to put them in your pocket. Well, they get warm.
Yeah,
I'm getting.
Yeah, you don't want that.
From the land of fruit and nuts, I used to call it
San Francisco.
Yeah, close. California. It may place a third gender option on state documents.
Other? Does it say what it is?
Does not say.
I'm shocked. It's only three.
So it would be neither male nor female, or alternatively, both.
Okay, I think this entire movement is bat crap crazy.
Uh-huh.
And having said that, I can name like 10 Just based on the stories, they only have three in California at this point?
Well, unofficial documents. So, yeah. You can name 10?
I probably could. I mean, you got gender fluid.
Right.
Then you got transgender.
Right.
Transsexual. Cisgender.
What's cisgender?
That's you.
Normal.
Were you born a man?
Is it?
And you're still physically a man?
I think so.
And you dig on the chicks? Yeah. That'd be cis. You're cis.
Wow.
Yeah. They used to call that hetero, didn't they?
And where does hermaphrodite work in on this thing?
I think it's when you got both.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, is that a different name?
What is that?
I think the official is he/she.
Is it really? That sounds offensive.
to get the net. Okay.
I've been to that website.
Okay.
From Dayton, Ohio, a teen finds a man dead of an overdose while mowing the grass.
See, this is why I don't mow my lawn.
You don't want to find the dead man?
It might kill me.
Okay.
It isn't clear whether the man who was overdosing was mowing the grass while he found the dead person.
Right. Or not.
But someone was dead. Up in Boston, a woman rejects her boyfriend's request for her hand in marriage up on the big screen at a restaurant.
That's great.
I would never propose on somewhere public.
Yeah.
Because there have been some people who faked that. This one was legit.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That is gold. Yeah. That is.
It said
that's kind of harsh. You think she would just say, oh, sure, yeah. And then when she gets home, she's like, listen, I didn't want to embarrass you in public, but I can't marry you. Have a little
rip the band-aid
compassion,
off.
You know?
She
doesn't realize it, but she's doing him a favor. Because he's going to get more dates today from the women who want to console him. My buddy Jimmy Barrett, his morning's WRVA in Richmond, said, women love to go through other women's trash. He goes, they set you out on the curb with the garbage bags, and some other woman will come by and scoop you up. Uh-huh. It's like the hillbillies when you put a couch out there or a chair. They come by. He said, that's what his wife did. He said, the ex, she kicked me out. I'm sitting on the curb, you know, in the next to the garbage, and his current wife came by and scooped him up.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That took 10 minutes.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know if you want to get rid of something, you put it out on the curb with a price tag on it?
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
If you put it out there and say free, no one will take it.
Mm-hmm.
25 bucks, they'll steal it like that.
Yep.
In Silicon Valley, lab-grown meat is coming to a supermarket shelf very, very soon.
Have you seen the lab-grown meat?
I've heard about this.
Is that like the pink meat stuff?
That's all like chemical stuff. This is, they take meat cells
and they grow it. Yeah.
Which,
so it is real meat.
It is. It sounds bizarre. Kind of like, yeah. It's not. I mean, but if it's still the meat.
I'd try it. Would you try it?
Trust me, you're going to be trying it because that's what's coming, man. They're going to.
You're soaking in it.
It's more than just mild.
Yeah.
No, because this is what's coming. First of all, it'll be we've got to feed people, so we got to do this. It helps with our food shortages. And then PETA gets involved.
Uh-huh.
And since we already have this stuff, stop killing Bambi. Stop killing the cows. Done. It's coming.
It's
grown in a test tube.
Yes. This is just wrong.
Right.
So in Austria, a court has overturned a man's conviction for belching near a police officer. Reportedly after eating lab-grown meat.
Yeah, is that a law there? Or is it like just a general law about offending a cop?
He violated public decency.
Oh, wow.
He was
what happens if it comes out the other end?
Do you realize...
Probably the same thing.
If we were that strict here, Jeffy would be serving 3 consecutive life terms.
Yeah.
Let's get a break. This is the Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
A Manitoba man has been asked to give up his vanity license plates because they've gotten complaints that they and have deemed them offensive.
What do they say?
The vanity plate says ASIMIL and the number 8.
SIM.
Yeah, yeah. No. ASIM. ASIM. IL. 8. Assimilate. He's a big Star Trek fan.
Resistance is futile.
You're right. He's a big Star Trek. It's a Borg reference, right?
Yep.
The complaints say it's offensive.
Why?
To Indigenous people.
What? Where is
in
this?
Canada.
In Canada?
Manitoba. So the Indigenous people were forced to assimilate when the people came in and took their lands, and therefore his ASIMIL 8 license plates are offending people. You're a big Star Trek fan, Brad.
Yeah. We are so done.
It's just like the Borg.
We are so done.
Europeans went to Canada, and it was like the Borg.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, they took their cyborg technology and forced the Native Americans to accept this.
Yeah, but the
Native
great thing
North
was,
Americans.
The great thing was they got that laser beam that came out of their eye.
Some of them did. Some of them just got like a little clippy thing on their hand.
Right,
right.
Like Edward Scissorhands.
Right, that's all it was. Rye Morin from the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation.
The what?
The National Center for Truth and Reconciliation.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
Did your membership lapse to that?
It did. It did. You know what? I let it lapse.
Oh.
The dues got so pricey.
Yeah, but that monthly newsletter, it is
really good, isn't it?
Full of great information.
Very informative.
Rye said, for basically the entirety of this country's history, Indigenous peoples have been forcibly assimilated through really extremely destructive means and ways.
I thought it was ways and means.
Means and ways in this case. Means, when you're destructive and you're forcing people to assimilate.
And it's in Canada. And
you know what? Just assimilate.
Right.
It's means and ways now. Assimilate, Brad. He said words like that, meant or not. And it's not words. It's word.
Right.
Words like that, meant or not, have an actual impact on many people.
Especially those who are way too sensitive.
Assimilate.
Yeah.
Assimilate. I know if I was driving behind him and I read that, I'd pull over and cry.
They said they've gotten at least 2 calls.
At least.
Well, that's like the whole addict being offensive.
Oh, that's right. The chick kind of that you were with over the weekend who was offended by the term addict.
It's people
addict.
Like you that cause people to become addicts.
That's right. People like you using the word assimilate. I'm sure he'd like to fight it, but when you're dealing with the government, resistance is futile.
Yeah, that is true, and especially when it comes to the IRS. That is... We're done. We are toast. As people and as a society, we're done.
Yeah, because I don't know where you go from there if a simple word is triggering somebody. Right. First of all, it...
Trigger!
Trigger, it's like a gun.
It's like
it could
a
mean
gun.
Something,
that's
whatever.
Offensive.
Is there any way to like weed or crossbreed?
Weed, that's a drug. Mm-hmm. That's offensive.
Crossbreed these people out.
Breeding, that's like sex. That's offensive.
Wow, see? Everything.
Thing.
Thing,
that
every.
To, yes.
It's not We're exclusive
enough. We're
going
to revert to just like those people on The Walking Dead that are like, fall, walk, we, too.
Oh,
go.
Yeah. The garbage
get
people.
To, yeah, we will. Yeah. No, we can't use more than like...
True. That is the redeeming quality of them. They are not offensive because they don't say anything.
They don't say anything, yeah.
The problem is there is no way to block every word, and people always just migrate to another word. The only way around it is just shut the F up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's people to say, just seriously, you just need to shut the... You're bothered by assimilated? Get over it.
You know what would stop them? Punch them in the nose.
It's because it's a priority thing.
Stupid
then?
People. If someone says something, hit them in the nose.
Is it like a...
You know what? You are training them. It's like a dog. Mm-hmm. You could just swat them with the newspaper.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Don't make the call about being... No. Yes. Bad dog.
That's the only
Bad
way
dog.
To do it. That's the only way to do it now.
Bad snowflake. Bad.
Right. That's what Bad. You have to do with it. You roll up a newspaper and you swat them on the nose with it.
It's our last resort before we go straight down the tube.
Right. I mean, number one, it had nothing to do with
what they thought
race,
it was,
people, anything.
Right.
It was specifically a reference to
Star Trek.
And he was forced to get rid of the plates.
Yeah.
He can't have those plates.
Right. And in fact, not only does it say, he has one of the little border protector things around the license plate that says the Borg and Star Trek and resistance is futile.
Yeah. And so it was in context and everything. I'm telling you, you punched them in the nose.
Wow.
Like, imagine the effort it takes to get so worked up over something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you're on the road, whatever, and you see that, and you actually get to the point.
Well, first of all, you got to decipher. Assimilate. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm pulling over. I'm calling the DMV right now. Like, to actually make the phone call and complain about a license plate.
I don't get vanity plates anyways. Does anybody here have vanity plates?
No. Nope. Well, mine says ass man, but other than that.
You're the ass man.
I'm the ass man.
Cosmo Kramer. No, why would I give the government a penny more?
Right.
If I got the plates randomly, you know, they go up to get the random numbers. If it just, Doc is an ass. If it said something about that.
Hold on.
And they said, for one penny more, one penny more, and you don't have to have this, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely keeping this. I'm not giving you one stinking penny.
I was going to surprise you with your new license.
With the new license plates, chip in. Doc is an ass.
Okay. No, it's just this I'm an ass.
I'm an ass. I got that. That's fine.
I think we should all just be thankful that we don't know anyone that is that easily offended, especially around here.
Oh, there's nobody around here that's easily offended.
You
get a bell for that.
I do not.
Here's
know
my
what
proposal.
You are talking about.
We start a discount bin of license plates, of vanity plates. So things that are like offensive or potentially right. troubling or whatever, can I get it for like half off? I'll go to the discount bin.
I'd buy.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
With Doc Thompson.
Celebrity Chef Patrick talks business and food trends with what? Doc Thompson and the always hungry Morning Blaze crew.
Hey, what's going on? How are you, sir?
Good morning, Doc.
So, okay, just kind of got derailed off air here. I'm not going to go into specifics, but as a joke, I sent Patrick and Cal and Brad and Chris a video that a friend sent me, and it's of this raging spectacle of a fire, and you're watching it for about 3 seconds. You're like, wow, that's some real fire. And then it goes into some disturbing imagery. The idea is to kind of catch you off balance, and I think I caught you guys off balance.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And I don't mind your vanity plates, but I'm offended by that
video.
Are
you offended by the video?
No, I was frightened by the video, but not offended.
But you were watching with a female friend of yours?
I was watching with a group of people, yes.
He's like, wow, look at this fire Doc just sent me. Oh, for the love of peace.
It's one
what
of those
is-
things that like, yeah, the first like whatever 8 seconds is something that really attracts your attention and you sudden, lock onto it. And then it completely changes something completely different.
You're like, oh my geez,
like,
what
oh
is
my
this?
God.
This is horrible.
You can't close the browser fast enough. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a little fun we had, but I would love to post it. I can't do that.
I'm pretty sure that would get you a meeting at Skip's Diner.
That probably would. I'd be banned from Twitter, Facebook, everything else.
I do, but I'd never be on the show again.
Right. So celebrity chef Patrick Mosier, Food Biz Pro. It's at foodbizpro.com or go to foods, at foodbizpro or foodbizpro.com. I figure we talked a little bit of springtime. We got things changing, seasonal foods and whatnot coming in.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it out there. Spring has sprung, so have fun on Twitter with that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time for leafy greens, healthy vegetables.
Okay. Right? They can be good. Are you a vegetable fan?
Me? Yeah. I like vegetables. Okay. Certain ones. I'm not like big on things like Brussels sprouts or
broccoli
or I like kale, green beans, you know.
Brussels sprouts and broccoli both rock.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I haven't had them the right way.
Have you had multiple types
when I
or
eat
varieties?
Broccoli, I feel like I'm eating shrubbery.
Shrubbery. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. But I mean, Brussels sprouts, have you had them multiple ways or pretty much just like overcooked and
probably just over? You made them that one day, which was okay. It's not bad.
Did I have them in something or by themselves?
Minced.
They were in something though.
In some, yeah.
Oh, I just threw them in as like a extra green or whatever.
You just need bacon, onion, white wine, a little garlic. It's good.
Give me the roasting of these because mine never turn out great when I roast them.
I don't roast them.
Oh, I thought you roasted them.
No, what I do is I saute the garlic and onion in a pan, throw I have them, cut the outer leaf off, and then throw them in the pan, saute them really quick in olive oil, and then pour some white wine, a little salt and pepper, and just steam it.
Oh, okay.
And then add bacon at the end, crispy bacon.
The thing with vegetables, too, sometimes is if they're overcooked, it just becomes a soggy mess.
Yep.
And
a lot of people went through that growing up, especially our generation. Yeah. I mean, for whatever the reason, people cooked vegetables until they were completely destroyed.
I read somewhere you're kind of killing all the whole health benefits of because you're...
You are. The enzymes are dead after a certain temperature. So that's why the whole paleo thing became really popular.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to do it is eat raw greens, right? Raw greens, leafy vegetables. Mm-hmm. There are like 50 different varieties of lettuce.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All very good for you.
I like a lot of them. Some of them end up a little earthy for me. If you get the spring mixes, there's one of them in the spring mix I don't like. I got to figure out what it is. Like spinach is fine. I like kale. That's fine. There's one of them. Might be the little spiky one.
It's all about the dressing.
Ridicule?
Might be.
Well, the red one's ridicule, right? But so the spiky one is chicory, right?
Oh, okay.
Better known as frisée. Mm-hmm. That's a rough one.
I don't think I know it's, it is either
it's,
one.
It's frisée. Really good.
I was like,
well, it's like the little, it's the frilly one, right? It looks like a little hand spread out into a bunch of, that's really bitter. It's a lot like radicchio, unless you braise it or grill it.
Mm. So that's probably the one I don't like.
I don't like it either.
I love arugula.
Member of the lettuce family?
Rocket.
Is that what it's, arugula is actually rocket?
I don't know why lettuces have two names. We had this conversation earlier.
Yeah, yesterday.
What are people thinking? Just call it something, name it that, put it on the shelf.
Do you know if arugula or rocket was which one came first?
It probably was
arugula first, but
I'm thinking arugula sounds like an Italian. It's Latin based name, so more than likely in Italy. Here they probably call it rocket. But you had a funny story about
So a buddy of mine worked at a home and garden center or whatever, and some gentlemen came in that were together and kind of fancy. And they were unhappy with the service, apparently, and they were giving people attitudes. So they went up to him asking for arugula, but it was just arugula. That's how it came out to him. And he's telling me a story, and he's like, hey, may I help you? Arugula.
They didn't say, can I have
this? No, they were all
arugula.
Like, right. And he was like, oh, so he's thrown off by the way they asked for it, and he's thinking where it is. And before he could respond, he was like, hello, member of the lettuce family, arugula. Like he didn't know what it was. So I can't hear arugula without, hello, member of the lettuce family.
Rocket.
Rocket, member of the lettuce family, also known as arugula.
Arugula. Because I'm trying to be all, eat better and all that, and salads are usually the way to go. But I always get bored so quickly. I'm trying to think of different ways to,
eat the greens,
spruce up a salad, make it, other than your typical couple of vegetables and some maybe a protein in there. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing you can do is use unconventional greens, right? So tops of vegetables.
Tops of vegetables?
Yeah, turnip greens.
There are a lot of those.
Yeah, carrot tops, right? The green part of carrots.
The stems, oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I don't think I've ever eaten that. The carrot top.
That's going to be that funky kind of carrot flavor, right?
A lot of greens are part of the mustard family. Mm-hmm. Mustard greens, turnip greens, they're all kind of the same family of plant. A lot of them are really bitter and really strong, unless you cook them down. But the ones that have a root vegetable attached are typically a little more palatable. Although they're crunchier than you're going to expect, they're not as strong as the flavor of the vegetable attached to it. So.
Okay. So you could, I imagine if you mix those, you could eat those raw too. If you mix them in with a salad, you probably get a little flavor, but it's not overwhelming.
Yeah. And I'll tweet a recipe later. It's called Voodoo Greens. It's a very common, it's common to some places in New Orleans.
Okay.
But it's like four greens. You can put up to seven greens in there and they cook it down with bacon and some spicy stuff. It's really
good. Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds really good.
But the great thing about greens is they tend not to lose all of their nutritional properties when you cook them. And they're really good at making your body more alkali than acidic. And people that are trying to stay healthy, it's a very simple fix, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very few calories, lots of fiber, and it fills you up.
I'll bet over the last 10 years, I have clicked on thousands of the top 10 foods to fight cancer, right. Top 10 foods to lose weight.
Top 10 leafy greens right here.
Right. I've clicked on all of those health ones, and I started noticing trends. That there are a handful of foods that show up on all of the lists. I mean, various combinations for various things. And there's probably 30 foods that you'd put into this special superfood type category shows up on all of them. And the leafy greens show up on like 90% of them.
Four out of 10.
Right. It's different combinations.
Typically kale.
Kale, spinach.
Everywhere.
Swiss chard.
Swiss chard. Mm. Those are always up there.
Yep.
Always.
I feel like, 3-5 years ago, you never heard of kale. Now it's in everything.
Well, you have those trends, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, whatever. Restaurants typically set those food trends. Mm-hmm. And when there's a widespread desire for that particular food group or food item, you'll see it translate over to recipes, grocery stores, marketing.
Are there some other ways that, I mean, because, yeah, everybody would eat healthy if it was a pizza that was fast and easy and cheap.
Is there
and
any way if it was a spinach like pizza a cheeseburger.
That wasn't 10,000 calories?
Yeah. But what are some ways of, give us some ideas of what somebody could do with greens to say, okay, the kids are going to like this more, we're going to like it more, whatever, I'm trying to eat healthy, how do you incorporate? So you could do the salad stuff, like you said, and you mix some of the stuff in, use some different types.
Well, we could do what our, what our parents did was they steamed it and put cheese sauce on it.
Okay.
It's not that good. But
right.
Maybe not greens, but vegetables in general. Okay. Roasting them with some salt, pepper, olive oil, and garlic.
Okay, like
is
the roast...
a great way to kind of mask the flavor.
Okay, like the roast cauliflower.
My favorite.
Roasted cauliflower is great.
My favorite vegetable. So you turn the oven to 425.
Okay.
You while it's heating, you cut the you cut it into a little bigger than bite-sized pieces.
Okay.
Toss in olive oil, a little garlic, salt, and pepper. Spread it out in one level layer, not stacked. In a big roasting tray,
mm-hmm.
and then at 20 minutes, turn it. It takes 40 minutes to roast.
Okay.
It comes out all caramelized. Like, you know, garlic gets kind of sticky and gooey when it gets to the right caramelization. It does the same thing. But it's a bigger bite. It's just, it's completely different than raw cauliflower, because I don't like raw
Have you ever had the roasted cauliflower like that?
I haven't had it roasted, but I've had it every other way. I've had cauliflower soup. I've had cauliflower mash. And they're surprisingly very good.
The roasted is... it's
never had
it. It's really... cauliflower is kind of a blank canvas.
It is.
The flavor is mild, and you can make it very different.
You can do the same with broccoli. Broccoli is very strong, right?
Right.
If you take broccoli and slice it into like 1-inch thick slices across it...
Oh, okay.
You can saute that in a pan.
You mean long ways or across?
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Top
okay.
to bottom, so
okay.
you get consistent slices. Saute in a pan until it's caramelized on one side. Turn it over medium heat, and just let it sit there. And if you need to finish it, just stick the whole saute pan in the oven for like 4 or 5 minutes at 350. Pull it out. Use a towel because the handle's going to be hot. And it's so much different than your standard steamed broccoli. It's nowhere near as strong. The flavors are more mellow, and it's a great roasted flavor.
Did you ever have Sammy's Broccoli?
No.
Sammy's in
Chinatown?
Yeah, it's not even Chinatown. It's just on 6th Avenue toward downtown.
You guys just talk about it all the time.
Yeah, it's like 10th and 6th Avenue or something in Manhattan. There's a place called Sammy's right there. It's huge. It's a noodle house. I went in there, I was trying to eat healthy, and they had a broccoli dish. I didn't even see what was on it. It was just bring me broccoli. It was like one of the few vegetables, not a lot of stuff on it. And it had, it's garlic broccoli. And it has kind of a brown... Dark brown sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But it's thin and it doesn't cling to it very well, and there's not a lot of sauce on it, and it is exceptional. I mean, I tell people this, they're like, we're going to get broccoli. Trust me, we're going to get broccoli. And I make them say it that way to just offend the people in the
it's
subway.
It's okay. Having lived in Japan, I make the same
thing. Right. Broccoli.
Broccoli.
And we have to take a trip to New York so you can tell me what's in this.
Absolutely. So
probably
what they
MSG.
Probably do is, yeah, maybe, but what they probably do is partially steam it first.
Okay.
And then saute in a big wok very quickly.
Okay.
Because that high heat, low time
mm-hmm.
gives a different texture, flavor, caramelization to just about anything.
Mm.
That's why wok cooking is so popular. That's why.
What do you think's in that sauce? Like I said, it's a brown sauce. It's thin. I mean, it's obviously garlic. It's a powerful garlic.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have some sort of a probably a beef stock.
That's what I was wondering for the, since it's so deep, rich brown.
Absolutely. Yeah. A little garlic. You'll probably have onion powder.
Okay.
And then there's going to be some sort of cornstarch or something to thicken it.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have ready to go. This is,
absolutely.
I know it's just, it's just
can we
broccoli.
Go to Gray's Papaya over there so we can like equal it out with
we'll
some unhealthy along with
absolutely,
the healthy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do the whole thing. All right. Let me get a break. We'll come back with more of our celebrity chef, Patrick Mosier, next on The Morning Blaze.
You're waking up to The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network.
Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory that's helping thousands of Blaze audience members and many Blaze employees alleviate their chronic pain. Most chronic pain comes from inflammation in the body, and if you're taking narcotics, it's just masking it. Where Relief Factor actually helps you alleviate the pain because it's alleviating the inflammation. Try it today. It works great. Works for me. I tried it for my sciatic. Cleared it up. Everything was fine. I started running again. Then I started jumping, and I started having some more pain in my sciatic. I took it again. The pain starts going away, and eventually will be gone. So
I got lower back issues, and they kind of come and go. And I've also had laparoscopic surgery on my shoulder to fix a torn labrum. That acts up every once in a while. Relief Factor totally fixes both of them.
You know, you really make this commercial sound because you used a bunch of big words, and it sounded scary.
What?
You tore your...
I tore my labrum in my left shoulder.
It's labrum. Men have those too?
Yes, believe it or not.
Where is that located? On your shoulder?
It's a piece of cartilage between the ball and socket of your shoulder.
Okay.
And it holds the ball in place.
Okay.
So,
wow, it sounds...
It's mine tore, and basically my shoulder kept dislocating.
The important thing is, though, Relief Factor helped.
Yes, okay. Yes, because, you know, when you have major surgery like that, every once in a while when it's, like, humid or something, you feel kind of the aches from the surgery. For the most part, it's fine, but when it does come up, my Relief Factor totally gets rid of it.
You can try a 3-week quick start pack for only $19.95. Most of you new users see results 7 to 10 days. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com to get your three week quick start pack for just $19.95. All right, best candy bars. We talked greens.
We'll be here forever talking about that.
If you had to give me two or three, if you can't think of just one or narrow it down, that is your go-to candy bar, go.
Charleston Chew, frozen.
Really?
Okay.
Twix and Kit Kat are my go-to.
Okay.
I love
give me another one, Patrick.
Snickers, frozen.
Okay, very good.
You know what? Sometimes just a regular, and I know it's not the best chocolate in the world, but a plain Hershey bar actually hits the spot.
If you just want, okay. So if you were to compile a list for you of your top 10, right? You guys got a couple there. If you were to say, what do you think are the best candy bars if there was a survey done? What are the top couple candy bars if somebody did a survey of it?
Most people would probably pick your...
highly marketed stuff. Snickers, yeah, probably.
Snickers, I would say Snickers,
Twix, Milky Way,
and Twix. Maybe Mickey Way.
Milky Way used to be marketed pretty heavily, not so much anymore.
Yeah, probably Kit Kat. But I think Twix and Snickers are... It's not. You're right, they're marketed. Mm-hmm. But I think they also have that substance. And I mean, you see people just like crazy, right? I found a list of 25 of the best candy bars that Huffington Post printed. Mm-hmm. And nowhere on that 25 is Twix.
Really?
Or Snickers.
Are they all made overseas in England or?
No.
Really?
In fact, they say this is an American candy bar.
Because there's a big difference because in the UK, I know there are different rules regulating what's in chocolate. Like in the US, it's much more sugar.
But not,
over there, there's a lot more cocoa.
Percentage of milk and cocoa powder.
Right. No,
yeah.
This is specifically, and she says, the author says, I don't want to talk crunchy bar or flake bar or Yorkie bar or anything that's English. This is an American candy bar list, and here are the 25. And Twix and Snickers is not on your list.
That's insane.
So what's number one?
Well, I will run down it. Number 25, zero.
Really?
The zero
what?
Bar.
I've had that. It's nothing special.
That wouldn't make my top 1,000 list.
It has a white wrapper, right?
It's
right.
Silver, actually.
Silver wrapper.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's white chocolate
zero.
On the outside.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 24, Mr. Good Bar. Chocolate with the peanuts.
$1 million bar's got to be somewhere.